Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hello, everyone.
How are you guys? Thank you so much for coming back. We appreciate you all.
We sure do. Today we wanted to do something to help all you other Gen X parents out there. Actually, why limit it to Gen X parents? How about I say that this is geared towards anyone over the age of 35? If you're like me, you may have seen that meme that says, "I genuinely have no idea what anyone under the age of 30 is saying anymore." And it's so relatable, right? I mean, these kids and young adults seem to have a whole language of their own. No cap.
Today we're going to help you by translating all these new words for you guys.
If you have someone ages 13 to 25 living in your home, chances are you've heard them say a bunch of words and you have no idea what they mean. And apparently there's a name for all these new words. They're called brain rot words. So you probably already know where I'm going with this, but brain rot is when you consume too much online content and it leads to a decreased attention span. So as you know, we have a 17 and a 20-year-old living in the house, and we are constantly hearing words that make us scratch our heads all the time. I sat down with the kids and asked them to please define some of these words for me, but don't worry, I double-checked the definitions on Urban Dictionary. And as a side note, as an old person, searching for things on Urban Dictionary can be traumatic. I've seen some things on there that made me wish I wasn't literate, but I digress.
And for our younger audience, a dictionary is something we used to use as Generation X to look up words for spelling and definition.
True.
So today we are going to define all these new words you may be hearing so that you can figure out what these kids are saying, actually saying these days.
All right, well here we go. The first word is sigma. A sigma is a cool guy, but he's a loner. Per Urban Dictionary, a sigma is popular, successful, but a highly independent and self-reliant person. Typically a male, a sigma is one step above an alpha male. So in a sentence, you'd say something like this. Joe is such a sigma.
Robin's called me sigma a few times.
More than a few.
The next word is pookie. And then this is your best friend or someone you love. And to use it in a sentence, Marshmallow is my pookie.
Oh, God. Anyway, this next one, buckle up. It's skibbity. This is a tough one because from what I gathered, it has no real meaning. It can either be good or bad. Basically, it's just a nonsense word. However, if you say skibbity dibbity, it can be used to express excitement. This word came from a series of YouTube shorts called Skibbity Toilet. And while I can't say that I've ever seen one of these shorts, apparently it's just a toilet with a head inside of it, and it's geared towards kids. I didn't want that in my search history, so I'm definitely not taking one for the team on this one. Sorry, not sorry.
Now, this next word is how I got Robin. Riz. This means you got game, and you're good talking to someone you like, as in you're a good flirt.
Definitely.
This next word is mid. It's mediocre or even poor quality. This is meant to be more of an insult.
Okay. So I know Chris just did two words, and I'm doing two words together for this next one because to me they're similar. The first one is looks maxing. LOOKSMAXXING, which is improving your looks. The next word is mewing. MEWWING. Which is pressing your tongue on the roof of your mouth to make your jawline look sharper, which are my 20-year-old's exact words, swear to God.
This next word looks just like it, fit, which is short for outfit.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, so this next one is ion, I-O-N, which is short for I don't. I'm really not sure what these kids are going to do with the 2 milliseconds they save by dropping those two extra letters and apostrophe, but hey, who am I?
Now, you heard this word Robin say earlier in the podcast. It means no lies. It is no cap.
No cap. So this next one is the ick. This is a feeling of disgust. For example, this creep in my inbox is giving me the ick.
That used to be me.
Yeah, he's right.
This next word is bet. This one is pretty simple. It means okay. It is used to express an agreement. An example would be someone says, see you tomorrow, and you reply, bet.
Bet. Okay, guys. So this next one I don't love, but since the kids are saying it, I'm going to include it. It's Ohio, as in the state of Ohio. And this would be used when something massively sucks. From what I read, it started when some people started talking about how nothing much ever seems to happen in Ohio. I don't think that's a bad thing, but apparently some people think it's embarrassing to be from Ohio. Not us, just to be clear. But the kids clung on to this and rolled with it. Again, this is just the kids. This is not our opinion. I'm just sharing so you guys know in case you hear it.
Now the next word is drip. This would be a compliment on your attire, outfit, or sense of style in general. I think it's kind of an update version of swag. For instance, someone could say, nice drip, and that means you look nice today. I think I'm going to use it in the office next week.
Yeah, your boss will love that one. So this next one is Gucci. This means excellent or fancy. So I could say to Chris, I'm going to make spaghetti and meatballs for dinner tonight, and he might reply, Gucci.
So does that mean I'm getting spaghetti and meatballs for dinner?
Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
Gucci.
Nice use.
The next word is slaps. This is often used to describe something good. An example would be, this pizza is slaps.
No, you would say this pizza really slaps.
That's my Generation X not understanding.
Yeah, I actually feel like this is a good time to get into the fact that Chris mispronounces words all the time. So you should get used to this going forward because it's going to occur probably every podcast. But that's okay. You'll get used to it. I promise. I have. So this next word that we're going to discuss is fire, which is basically the new word for hot. I'm not sure why the new generation thought that that word needed to be replaced, but here we are. So, for example, I could say to my sister, hey, your new dress is fire. Of course, she's in her 40s and she'd think I was crazy for saying it like that, but I could if I were 25 years younger and it would sound completely normal.
I think they get that from the Hunger Games.
I don't think so.
The next word, dip, means to leave. Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. So this next word is finna, F-I-N-N-A, which means I'm going to or I'm fixing to. So to use it in a sentence, I might say, I'm finna go to Dunkin' Donuts, but I promise you I will never say it like that, so don't worry.
Hot take is a controversial opinion.
Okay, I think I knew that one. So this next one is the phantom tax, and it's F-A-N-U-M. And apparently this one refers to some content creator that steals his friend's food. So that would be similar to the parent tax on Halloween. And I know you guys all know what I'm talking about when I say that.
Neither of those were in my tax classes.
Are you sure the parent tax wasn't in there? Because I feel like everybody knows about it.
This next word is Loki. Now, not the Marvel character. This means exactly what you think it means. Keeping it subtle. The kids just seem to overuse this one. Not everything is Loki. It just is. See also high key, which is something done with high intensity, but they don't seem to say that one as much.
Every time one of my kids says low key, I say high key right back to them. It makes me feel good about myself. So speaking of that, that leads me into the next one. And it actually hurts my heart a little bit to tell you about this one, but you'll understand once I get into it. And it's a phrase, and it's called unk status. I've seen it spelled UNC and UNK, so I'm not sure which is correct. Probably doesn't even matter. But basically, unk status is old people saying old people things. You have to say stuff old people say to qualify for unk status. So, like if I said, word up, I'm officially unk status.
This is another one that speaks for itself. Sus, which is short for suspicious.
Okay. The next one is delulu, which means crazy or delusional.
Now, I understand this next word because I was a little bit of a gamer back in my day, mostly Game Boy. But this one is NPC. This is short for non-player character. It originated from the gaming culture, and as short is someone who doesn't really think for themselves, or their behavior is really predictable. It's essentially someone who blends into the black background.
I know a few people like that. So this next one wasn't originally on my list of words to share with you guys, but then my 20-year-old went and said it to me, so I had to stop, write it down, and ask him what it meant. And the word is MOG, M-O-G, or you could say MOGGED, M-O-G-G-E-D. And what it means is to be significantly more attractive than someone or something. Mogging is part of that looks-maxing trend that I mentioned a few minutes ago. And in case you already forgot, that's where someone focuses on improving their appearance. Basically, mogging is one-upping someone in terms of physical appearance. Phew, we made it. Some of those words are so odd to me, and maybe to you too, but at least now you'll have an idea about what the kids are saying.
All this talk about Generation Z slang got us to thinking about some of our own Generation X slang.
Yeah, a few of the words that we could remember were gnarly, rad, bitchin', to the max, tubular, the phrase going postal, remember that one, psych, and home slice.
Which words or phrases do you remember from growing up? Let us know on our socials.
Yeah, you can find us at The Gen X Couple, all one word, on Twitter and Instagram.
And that does it for today. We hope you enjoyed learning some of the slang words the kids are using these days.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you thought this was awesome, be sure to tell your friends and come back every Thursday for new episodes. The next episode is a little something for spooky season. Since it's October, we figured it was the perfect time to get a little spooky. But don't worry, it's not going to be too scary, I promise.
Until next time, see you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.